Welcome to the St. Xavier Enrollment Podcast, where we're here to answer any prospective student and parent questions. Today, we have Wayne Miller, our Director of Diversity, Inclusion, and what's your title, Wayne?
Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
Equity and Inclusion.
DEI is the short.
DEI, great. Well, thanks for joining us. So tell us a little bit about, what is the mission of your department?
Okay, thanks for asking. The mission is, I always say, three buckets. Number one is to work with diversity as it relates to enrollment, to ensure that we create a welcoming environment for all students and families of color. I think a lot of times St. X has the impression that it's more steered for a certain group of people, but it's really open to all. Our enrollment is at 20% minority students right now, so I think that proves that it's a welcoming environment. Number two, we try to make sure that we have a respectful work environment for our employees, faculty, staff, and administration. And a lot of times that moves over into gender equity, gender equality. And lastly, community relations, where we try to get out, tell the story of St. X, and let people know all the things that are going on and how St. X welcomes the inclusive, even in teaching. So we brought in last year Betty Roseman, who was one of the original Freedom Riders, to talk about civil rights, New Jerusalem. A choir came in for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration, and we do a lot of outreach with Hispanic culture, Asian American culture, and things of that nature.
How do you see that in the classroom here at St. X?
Well, actually, it works well in the classroom, and I have to give credit to the teachers and faculty because they do a lot of teaching. I was pleasantly surprised to come in and know that they were teaching things about Frederick Douglass, Maya Angelou's book, and they were also introducing the kids to Malcolm X and things of that nature. And, of course, the aforementioned Betty Roseman came in as part of the Other Voices curriculum. And it gives the kids a different perspective because a lot of times the way you grow up, you may learn history from one angle. But for them to be in the classroom and share various angles of a certain subject or history, it gives them a perspective that helps them round out their thoughts.
So you started over, this is your second school year, correct?
Going into my second year, yes.
Yeah, so what was, tell us a little bit about your experience, your first year at St. X.
Well, it was a pandemic-shortened year, I can tell you that, along with hip surgery. So it was a great seven-month run, but actually, it was very good. I was welcomed very nicely here. I mean, everyone was very supportive. I appreciate the efforts that St. X puts into education. I mean, every kid. So the individuality of focus, the willingness of faculty and staff to spend extra time with kids, the learning center where you can go get help if you're struggling. And I really appreciated the peer-to-peer learning and support. So you've got a freshman or a sophomore that's struggling. To see a junior or senior sit down and say, hey, I understand that because I struggle with that class as well. Those kinds of things, I think, makes St. X very special and unique when it comes to education.
It tells you the Companion Scholars Program is near and dear. I was part of it, 10 years ago. I helped run it for a few years. But, for those who might not know what it is, talk a little bit about the Companion Scholars Program and what that's done for St. X, over the last 15 years, and then what, you see it doing for the future.
And I got to give John Ravenna a ton of credit for that because he really poured into that program. But basically it works with kids 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, bringing them into this environment and helping them get acclimated to the academic rigors and the lifestyle of St. X and its student life. A lot of students that are diverse nature and non-diverse come into this environment maybe from schools that don't have the same academic demands or the same type of culture, and it could be a little intimidating. So through the Summer Companion Scholars Program, which runs during the summer but also year-round, the kids get exposed to that. There are activities, there are outreach that they do on field trips and things of that nature, but they really learn how to thrive in that culture, and they really learn that when I get to St. X, I already know what the expectation is because I got that sample size during the Summer Companion Scholars Program.
Well, let's say you're at an open house, or there's a parent giving their son a tour, parent and son are going on a tour here, and they come up to you and the parent goes, how are you going to care for my son once he's here? What does your office do? Talk a little bit about that answer as far as, parent comes up and says, you know, Wayne, I really got the academics and this and that. You know, I have some concerns. You know, how do you care for my son while he's here?
Well, when they asked it, I smiled, right? Because I love the fact that St. X is teaching their kids how to thrive in a global society. So a global society is very diverse. It's not monolithic. It's not one race and that's it. I mean, you may go to work at Procter & Gamble and you may be working with a Hispanic coworker. You may have an Asian American boss. You may have an LGBTQ department head that you have to interact with. Being here at St. X and learning how to interact with cultures and, more important, learn about those cultures. With the Hispanic Heritage Month celebration we're doing, every Tuesday and Thursday we share Hispanic Heritage facts. We have September the 30th of this year, we will have a conversation with our Hispanic students to educate us on culture, things that may be deemed offensive, things that matter to them. So how does that work with your student or your child? Let's say your child goes to college and has a conversation or is in a group and there's a Hispanic student present. He may say, hey, I know not to say that because that would be very offensive. So learning that here and helping to build that knowledge of how to exist in a global environment is crucial.
Yeah, I think the word global citizen is reflected in our alumni base here. You know, not perfectly, obviously, but really well. I
mean, yes.
I think when students leave here, they have as far as 18-year-olds go, a good grasp on the world and really prepared to build on that foundation.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I just wanted to share one thought. When I first hired in, I met a mom at the Freedom Center, and she showed me a picture of her son and his friends. And he's black, and his friends were every culture. I mean, Muslim and Asian and Hispanic and white. And she said, people think that this picture was staged by St. X. And she said, no, these are his friends, you know. And what it showed was when you come to St. X that whatever guys have in common, they connect. You know, they don't worry about what they don't have in common, but what they do have in common, they connect, and those are the fruits of those efforts.
Whether in your particular department or overall, this is a question we ask everyone, you know, where do you see the St. Xavier advantage?
I see it in, you know, just so many different ways. Number one, the educational discipline here is second to none. And again, I'm new, but I will tell you this, that I've met any number of young men who have graduated consistently going to college. The transition was easy because of the demands of St. X academics. Number two, the support that you get from the faculty and staff when it comes to learning, or if you have a struggle or a hiccup with a class or courses, the support is unbelievable. Not only teachers, but people are willing to come in. I've seen retirees coming in working with students and saying, hey, this was my favorite subject, let me help you. Also, I think the word love is real here. When you hear faculty and staff say we love up on our students, like, I've seen that. I've shared a little bit of that. And now to be part of that and know that it's a difference maker, I think those are three distinct advantages. And I think the last one is the tradition. You think about the years of St. X and all of the people that have impacted society in a positive manner that have come through the halls of St. X, you can see the fruits of that labor. And when you look at the wall, there's a wall by our spirit store, and you see all the different places that the St. X men are, the long blue line, as we say, anywhere from Asia to, you know, California to New Zealand, wherever. I mean, it's like they're everywhere. And I think that speaks to the pride that people have in coming through St. X and knowing that I was prepared to do well.
Wayne, is there anything else, you know, that we haven't mentioned that you'd like to talk about at all that your department either offers or your department, you know, really focuses on, or kind of the parting words you give to parents when you see them?
Well, I will say this, that one of the things that I'm pleasantly surprised about, and I say that in candor because I had my own impression of St. X before I got here, is the willingness to lean into diversity. We just launched our diversity page on the website. A lot of people may have thought, well, do you have enough to put up there? Well, we do. We have quite a bit. The fact that it's on our landing page speaks to how important it is to us. I think the other thing I would say to parents who are considering coming here, we want to work with you. If there's something you think we could do to help enhance, you know, students of color, to feel more comfortable here, let us know. You know, we want to get that right. Our exit interviews with our seniors from the class of 2019 told us, hey, these are some more holidays you need to include in the calendar. Thank you. It's what we want, you know. So we want you to come in and feel like, you know what, they acknowledge me, they know I exist, and they respect my culture. So I think when you find that at a school, this is the right place.
Wayne, what's a way someone can contact you in your office if they have any other questions or concerns?
Thanks for asking. Very easy. WMiller@stxavier.org. W. Miller, I always say as in light beer. WMiller@stxavier.org is it. So, yeah.
Wayne, thanks so much for everything you do here, and thanks so much for coming on to the podcast. We hope our listeners enjoyed hearing from you. Again, this was Will Riley with the St. Xavier Enrollment Podcast, here to answer any of the questions you guys might have.